providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
And we are broadcasting live from Oktoberfest 2018 in downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall. Tommy Warhurst, Melissa Sylvie, this is the place to be, folks. If crowds are starting to come in, this is free. If you've never been to Oktoberfest, let this be the night you come and check out Oktoberfest, because there are food vendors galore, drink vendors galore. That's the only thing you'll pay for unless you want to take home some arts and crafts. There are arts and crafts. There are even different food vendors here. If you're worried about missing the college football game, no sweat. We got you covered. There's a large tent behind us, plenty of seating. Big screen TVs galore, so you can watch all the games. Underneath the Fest Hall right now, the Coleman Community Band is playing. Then when they get wrapped up, Mr. Terry Cavanaugh on the Alpine Express will get ready to take the stage at 7 o'clock. The Candlelight Walking Tour will also begin at 7 o'clock tonight. The Longest Beard and Braid Contest will be at 8 o'clock under the Fest Hall. And then coming up later on tonight at 9 o'clock, the ever-popular Stein Hoisting Contest, where you can test your strength hoisting your stein. We're at Oktoberfest 2018, downtown Coleman. It's free, food, and fun for the entire family. Come check it out. Stop by and see us at Live 95. We've got a Live 95 t-shirt with your name on it. Tommy, broadcasting live on Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Woo! I know there's a lot going on, so if you're tuning in, I thank you for that. You're listening to Live 95, and I am proud and honored to be able to be here and share with you health and hope, and I'm only able to do that because I found health and hope in my life. And that was somewhere I've been trying forever, pretty much since I was a teenager, to get to a better place. And it wasn't until about 8 years ago that I actually discovered a true lifestyle path that helped me to be able to start making those changes that would bring me closer to living life at a healthier weight and be able to do all of those healthy lifestyle things we hear so much about. And just to put this out there, a healthy lifestyle is kind of an umbrella. And under that umbrella are things like healthy eating, healthy activity, healthy sleep, healthy hydration, and healthy stress management, to name a few. There's probably some more things, but those are the major components when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle. And to be able to support those things sometimes means learning to do things differently. And it can mean that you need to start doing something you're not doing, or stop doing something you are doing, or you may just need to be doing some things more consistently in your life to be able to get to the place that you want to. But that's what this show is about, hopefully to inspire you to be able to make a decision to move forward. And if you don't have a path, my suggestion is to keep trying till you find one. And if not now, when? When will that be? This is a great time to get healthy. And I also know right now people think a lot about all of the things that are coming up. We've got Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all those things. And there's always going to be a reason why now is not the time. And we're going to always keep thinking in our mind why this isn't the right time. And we need to get to a place where we stop doing that to ourselves, because it absolutely is the best time is now. So we're going to talk today about some Topics that are near and dear to my heart, and they are the topic of inflammation and stress and the role that stress plays in inflammation. So there are two types of inflammation. There's acute inflammation and not cute, not like, oh, that inflammation's really cute, not like that, but acute inflammation. And what that means is that is when your immune system is acting pretty appropriately like it's meant to. So you have an injury, you skin your knee, or you have an accident and you break a bone, something like that. Your immune system just jumps into action and starts doing all the things that it's meant to do. And it's going to start that healing process right away. It's going to create warmth in that area, and it's going to swell in that area and just start taking care of the situation like it's meant to. And that is something that when it works efficiently, and that's what we want it to keep doing. Where stress comes into play for that is we live in a really, like years and years ago when we were really around danger, something would happen and our flight or fight response would come up. So if we're, let's just say we're out, picking berries in the woods and along comes a saber-toothed tiger, we have an automatic reaction to that. That fight or flight comes up and we either have to run to survive or we have to fight to survive. And what is happening in this current day and age that we live in, we still live with that reaction and all those hormones still get fired in our system. But the difference in today's world is, one, when we get into a situation like that, we're not spending the rest of our day being active and walking and burning those excess hormones that have been bolted into our system. We're not burning those off. And two, we're day to day, the things that are triggering our fight or flight response, it's not an occasional thing anymore, like our lives being in danger. We can have that fight or flight response go off just because of being late for work. Our boss yells at us. You get a phone call and something's happened to your child. Like it's all day long. Just even by watching a violent movie, that can be triggered. And then with our sedentary lifestyle, we are not getting up and burning that off. So in respects to stress, over time, that starts to create that other flip side of the type of inflammation that is not so healthy, and that's called chronic inflammation. And unfortunately, chronic inflammation is the basis of so many things that are going wrong with so many people these days. It's the basis for autoimmune diseases, heart disease, metabolic syndrome. The thing that's crazy about inflammation is inflammation makes us overweight and unhealthy, and at the same time, being unhealthy and overweight creates inflammation. So it's a vicious cycle that just kind of goes round and round and round as long as we continue to keep our stress at a high level and make those choices that keep that inflammation consistent in our life. So that's kind of how it works. And the thing about it is it's definitely doable to be able to reduce inflammation in your life. You just have to be willing to, first of all, make the decision to change some of those things that are going on. And then you need to know what to change. And that's what we're going to talk about in the second half of the show. So we're going to talk about what can you change to kind of douse that flame of inflammation. Because what it is, it's the acute inflammation is just like a nice burning fire there when you need it to keep you warm. And the chronic inflammation is like that fire gets out of control and now the whole forest is burning. So we're going to talk about how to calm that forest fire down when we come back after the break. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk on Live 95.5, Coleman's own independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Good evening, Tommy Warhurst broadcasting live at Oktoberfest 2018, and Sandy's not really going to like this, but I'm staring at the funnel cake booth, the fajita booth, chicken on a stick, French fries, and that's just a small sampling of some of the food treats you can take in at Oktoberfest 2018. There are drink vendors all around. Terry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express are getting set to take the stage at 7 o'clock. Then also at 7 o'clock, the Candlelight Walking Tour will go through town. At 8 o'clock, you've got the Longest Beard and Braid Contest. And then at 9 o'clock, the Stein Hoisting Contest. We have arts and crafts vendors up and down the street. A lot of folks visiting and hanging out, enjoying a great evening of free family fun at Oktoberfest 2018. It all takes place right here at the Fest Hall in downtown Coleman. Come by and see us at the Live 95 tent. We'll hook you up with a Live 95 t-shirt. Just say hello. Tell us you heard us talking about Oktoberfest, and we will hook you up. Tommy and Melissa broadcasting live on Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey, Coleman, it's October. That means that it's time for Coleman's Oktoberfest. Come check it out Monday, October the 1st through Saturday, October the 6th, and come check out our German heritage. Activities for the whole family are taking place right now in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Coleman Fest Hall Market Flats from Monday through Wednesday. Enjoy German music each morning by Wolfgang Morgens. Starting Tuesday at lunch, Freddy Day Catering will be serving up a German meal starting at about 10:30. And as the week progresses, enjoy music by Terry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express. The car show, arts and crafts, kids area, 5K, 10K runs on Saturday, German food, music, dancing, the pickle eating contest, the Stein hoisting contest, and even on select days, your very own Live 95, we're going to be broadcasting on site, so come by and see us. Get more information on the events happening downtown, visit Facebook.com, the Coleman Oktoberfest page there, or ColemanOktoberfest.com for the complete schedule. Coleman Oktoberfest, a Coleman tradition.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much. I got step away from the funnel cake, Tommy. That's all I got to say about that. But I am totally down with the beer hoisting contest, the Stein hoist. I need to go check that out. Well, okay, so we're talking about dousing the flame of inflammation and the different things in a lifestyle that would need to be addressed if you're suffering from that. And how do you know if you are? Well, you might have high blood pressure. You might have migraine headaches. You might have joint pain, stiffness in your joints. You might feel bloated. You might have absolutely no energy. Inflammation affects people in many, many, many different ways. And if you feel like that might be something that you're dealing with, it's a great idea to go and ask your doctor and get checked out. The only thing that I would like to say about that too is that oftentimes, just be careful, because oftentimes you might be dealing with inflammation and then you get prescribed an anti-inflammatory, which is going to take that inflammation away. And that's great and you might get relief, but the reason why that inflammation got started in the first place isn't addressed at that point. So it's just kind of being hidden, or a band-aid being put on it, and you're not able to feel that. So that would just be my thing, is if you do have it going on, you know, take focus of that. Listen to your body, listen to what it's trying to say to you, and find the root cause of the inflammation going on. So oftentimes in my world, what I see is when people start to address some of the different lifestyle habits and can steer them towards some more positive choices, that inflammation really starts to be reduced and they get freedom from those symptoms that they're suffering from. And that happened with me. And, you know, to be honest with you, I was extremely filled with inflammation. I just had no idea. And once I started getting my life in order and making these healthy habits, my goodness, it's fantastic, in fact, to walk around and not feel aches and pains, because I was so accustomed to it. I just thought that was what life was about. But when you get to the point where it's like, wow, I had no idea that I was living in all that pain, it's a beautiful place to live. So the areas of your lifestyle to look to is, how are you eating? You know, are you pretty much sticking to fried foods, fast foods, you know, sugary sodas, high refined carbohydrates and things like that? Because what you can do is you can switch to smaller low glycemic portions, more balanced portions, and start those, spreading those out during the day, just smaller portions every 2 to 3 hours. That's going to help your digestive reduce inflammation right there. And then also, one of the things that I read recently is that somebody that drinks one soda a day, just one soda a day over the course of 6 months, they've got five times more inflammation in their system. And that's a lot just for a soda. So even if you weren't ready to give up soda, but you might be willing to not have one except for every other day, wow, that would make a tremendous difference in the inflammation in your system over time. And what would be great about that is it would give a whole 24-hour break to your body to be able to handle that soda that you had given it the day before. So that would be a great start, and I think a very doable start. And you're not depriving yourself of something that you might really enjoy, but you are cutting back so that you can help your body help itself. So then also, one of the most beneficial things that you can do is you can start getting 8 hours of restful sleep a night if you're not, because after all, sleep is nature's nurse, and that's where it does all the repair work and just helps us to get back to where we need to be. There's really you just can't say enough about getting a restful night's sleep. And I know that in our country, we're a sleep deprived race of humans here, and we do everything but get that restful sleep. But if you are struggling with inflammation or illness and of any kind, that sleep is so important to get your health back. So the next thing that you can do too is start to increase your water intake. If you're not drinking 64 ounces of water, that would be the place to start. So just start there. And if you find it too difficult to start there, then start where you are and increase it by either 8 ounces a day or 16 ounces a day until you get up to that 64 ounces. And then once you get that mastered, then go for, you take your weight and you divide it in half. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you want to start aiming for about 100 ounces of water. And that is, of course, unless you're on medication and there are contraindications to doing that. You know, just definitely follow your physician's guidelines in respects to that. But that's just a great rule of thumb. 64 ounces up to half your body weight in ounces. And then another thing that is greatly anti-inflammatory is movement. Just moving your body, just getting up and doing some walking. You know, don't stay, you know, like let's just say you're watching TV. Whenever the commercials come on or whenever you're going to fast forward through the commercials, just stand up. Stand up and stretch and move around. And that's really going to also help to eliminate the inflammation. It's going to get your lymphatic system pumping, and you'll feel a lot better for it. So those are just kind of some keys, you know, if that's something that you're struggling with, which, you know, if you live here in America and you're eating the standard American diet, chances are you are struggling with some form of inflammation. And it just might be chronic. So let's turn it around. Let's just, you know, it's what I want to help you do. One thing that I'd like to offer up is, you know, it's about being mindful and bringing more mindfulness into our everyday choices. Because I can tell you this, I spent years feeling like I didn't have a choice. I just, you know, when it came to eating healthy, you know, I would think about the junk food and I would be finishing the junk food. Never felt like I had a choice. I just thought I was just destined to not ever be where I wanted to be and just always a victim of my circumstances. But I'm here to tell you that there is hope in that, because we all have a choice, but it's about being willing to be mindful, to catch ourselves and to stop, to challenge what we're about to do and think of, what do we want that outcome to be? Because it's always going to be a choice, and we may not always make the right choice, but still recognizing that it's a choice, that's going to get us a lot further. So that's the key. So I'm going to say that one more time. It's called stop, challenge, and choose. And that can be used in any circumstance. If you're feeling stressed out, you can stop. Instead of just reacting and flying off the handle, you can stop. Why am I stressed out? And challenge the situation. Do I really need to be this upset over this? And you can always choose to just take a deep breath instead, or go out and sweep your porch, or just make a different decision to put some time in between you and that reaction. And that's going to help you to reduce stress, which ultimately helps you to reduce inflammation. Because inflammation is the key, I tell you, over so many things that pertain to our health and wellness. And I just want to really start to spread the word on that, because once people start understanding that more clearly, they can start making choices to keep it at bay instead of going and getting medications that are going to keep, that are just going to treat the symptoms. You can actually just turn it around on your own. And so that's exciting to me, because it's absolutely possible. I really appreciate you tuning in tonight. I know there's a whole lot of stuff going on in Coleman County tonight, and the Oktoberfest. I'm so proud of what it's grown to, because it was about 15 years ago I had Roadhouse Restaurant out in Dodge City, and I was a part of it. We hosted a dinner there during Oktoberfest, and it's so fun to see all these years later just how popular and fun and all the events that are going on at it. So be sure to go out and check it out, because I plan on doing that too. So thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk here on Live 95. And coming up next is, I know Chris Greer's here, and I think it's Coleman What's Happening. So we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better. Whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Hey, good evening. It's about 6:29. Tommy Warhurst broadcasting live from Oktoberfest 2018. Things are getting cranked up. The sun is setting. The temperature is dropping. And the atmosphere is heating up at Oktoberfest. We have funnel cakes. We have German food. We have fajitas. We have chicken on a stick. We have fries. We have all kind of food for you. Don't go home and eat supper. Don't go to a local restaurant. Come here and support Oktoberfest. You say, okay, Tommy, I don't have any German in my heritage. You know what? You live in Coleman, so you automatically have some German, at least for the week. Pretend you do. Terry Cavanaugh, the Alpine Express, set to take the stage at 7 o'clock tonight. Also at 7 o'clock, the candlelight walking tour takes place. Then at 8, the longest beard and braid contest. And then at 9, everyone's local favorite, the Stein Hoisting Competition, takes place at 9 o'clock. It's all right here at the Fest Hall. We have arts and crafts vendors up and down the road. A lot of free, fun family entertainment. Where else can you take the whole family out? Hear some great music, see arts and crafts vendors, eat dinner, and have a great time and see a lot of your friends here too. Football games, don't worry about them. You're not going to miss them. We got big screen TVs under the tent. You can watch Troy and Georgia State, which kick off at 6:30, and then Tulsa and Houston, which kick off at 7 o'clock. They'll be on the big screens under the tent. It is Oktoberfest 2018 in downtown Coleman. Come by and see us. Tommy broadcasting live for Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.